Hi there, and welcome to We Talk To, the show where just one more talk will do. I'm your host, Crystal.
And I'm Thria.
And on this show, we talk about the awkward, the revolutionary, and the downright weird.
We also have a surprise feature for you at the end of the show. So make sure you listen all the way through to just find out how you can get featured on our upcoming episodes.
Let's get into today's episode.
Life in lockdown. I think I can speak for many people on this topic, but if somebody could have described 2020 to us, I'm sure that we would all agree that it was a little bit crazy and I think absurd.
Absolutely absurd.
I don't know. Somebody told me that this was a situation, this is what we will be living in, and this is where we would be. There would be lockdown, there would be a pandemic. I would probably look at them and laugh.
Yeah, or just run away.
Most probably run away. I think we all thought it was impossible in the beginning. We thought it was like when the president announced this is what the situation is, it's a natural state of disaster.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know, it was impossible. But now if you look at it, life has changed beyond all recognition.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're adapting.
I mean, we have no choice but to adapt. Okay. I feel like this whole pandemic changed life as we know it. It changed the way you view parties and you view gatherings and you view
going out, period.
Yeah, and how you even view your relationships with other people.
Exactly. And I think we're going to delve a little bit into all of those aspects further into this episode. I really don't know about you, but Crystal, my social feed, and when I say social feed, since I'm off social media, I'm talking about WhatsApp and YouTube. It was all about people baking. And banana bread mostly.
Yep.
Creating their own home workout sessions. Getting crafty. Even revamping their homes.
Yeah.
But let's not forget about those TikTok videos.
TikTok belongs on TikTok. Not on other social media platforms.
Yeah. Now we have Reels. But now that it's banned in America, I think that's why we have Reels on Instagram. But honestly, don't get me wrong. Like in this whole pandemic, in this lockdown, I've learned a lot of skills in the kitchen. You know, with the people that were baking, I'm with them. Because I've learned how to cook many, many curries. And mostly meat, which was so unusual because I'm a pescatarian. Yeah. So I don't even eat most of the things that I cook.
So could you even taste the food?
No.
So how do you know if it was good?
I had taste testers.
And okay.
You know? So they approved it. Many people in my life approved it. But I honestly have never ever spent this much time in the kitchen. Voluntarily at the most. But I've also been sticking to my regular runs. I'm taking advantage of all those numerous free workouts that are dominating YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if it wasn't Chloe Ting, it was definitely Mad Fit Workout.
Shout out to them.
But honestly, I also got a lot of my creativity out during lockdown doing a dot art. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but I send you some photos.
Yes.
We'll definitely post some on our page.
Yeah.
But I did dot art, which was also like such an outlet for me. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And at a point, I also said, let me start a company. Let me start selling it. And it was a bit crazy, but I think the biggest achievement for me was finishing my master's.
Ooh.
Cum laude, may I say. No, humble brag, but that was my pandemic lockdown situation in a nutshell. It was also another opportunity to reconnect, not only with ourselves, but many people.
Yeah.
We got to like reflect a lot and evaluate our choices in life. And it was also an opportunity to strengthen than our relationships with families. Like, I don't know about you, but pre-lockdown, it had us all connecting with our families virtually and our friends in reality in person.
Yeah.
But now the tables were turned, and in lockdown, it made us connect with our friends virtually, and therefore it restored communication, obviously, in that platform. It made living with family a reality, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was like in a world that needed us to distance, we were finding ways to become more connected than ever.
Wow. Oh no, my life in lockdown experience was probably the opposite, the absolute opposite of yours.
No, definitely. I mean, you can tap into it, but I think amongst all of these great things, there was an underlying pressure that runs deeper than all of this. Right. And I think that's where you will tap into this underlying pressure. Like, there was like some unwritten rule that when we come out of lockdown, we have to have some kind of magical transformation.
Yeah.
That we all need to be fitter and have to better be a completely abs.
Different person.
Exactly. And we should have learned a new language if that goes. Some of us has to be the next Nigella. But I mean, lockdown was hard mentally already. Yeah. We didn't need any of this added pressure. Like, I don't know. It was a bit unrealistic to me.
Yeah.
So what? Tell me about yours.
Well, if you know me, you know that I'm not the type of girl that watches horror movies or those documentaries about World War Z. For some reason, I think if I cover my eyes and I look between my fingers, then the movie will be less scary.
No, definitely. I'm the same.
But it's not. It's not. Nine out of 10 times the movie is just as scary, and looking between your fingers didn't help a single bit.
No.
And I find that that was my reasoning.
Yeah.
For it's the like, pandemic. It that was my experience.
But it was like living in a movie.
It really was. Yeah. And if it was a movie, like I said, I wouldn't click on it. I wouldn't watch. I would run away if someone told me. But I'm that girl that didn't do well in the pandemic. If 2020 was a movie, I wouldn't watch it. And if I did, I'd be watching it with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, though. It literally started out so great. I was making Cinnabon recipes and I was doing the Whitney
cooking in the kitchen.
And I was doing the Whitney Simmons workout on YouTube. Shout out to my couch, best gym partner ever.
Yes.
You have no choice. Your couch is your gym buddy.
Do you know what? Honestly, if it wasn't Take A Lot, I don't know what other retail shop was actually making a lot of money, because I literally went and bought a fitness mat, weights, resistance bands and everything, and made a home gym.
Yeah. Probably Discam too.
Discam, yeah, definitely.
Because they sell the weight things, the exercise things and everything. But I mean,
we didn't want to leave the house.
Yeah. So and then if you left the house, then you had to change your clothes and get in the shower and do a whole host of things. The moral of the story was that I try to make every day the most productive day.
Yeah.
I even upped my meditation and my devotion. And I was that girl that you were talking about that felt that you had to be completely transformed when you came out of lockdown.
Yes.
For some reason, I felt that I was finally going to get the time and the chance to do things that I'd been putting off. Because if you know me, you know that I tend to put off dealing with my feelings or dealing with the situation, having full confidence that I'll come and return back to it later. So for me, lockdown was an opportunity to deal with the things I've been putting off. But what happened was my meditation stopped, my anxiety became worse, I was so fearful of the future.
But you know what? I think if I have to think about this, like studying psychology too, we kind of put the lockdown and treated it as the 5 stages of grief.
Right.
We at the first stage, you know what? We were in denial. You know, we were in complete denial, thinking this can't be happening. What is going on? You know, the first day that we all had to stay at home, I was in shock that, you know what? My parents were at home. Everything just went to standstill. So that was denial. Then the second stage was anger.
Yeah.
You know,
frustration.
We were completely frustrated. We were angry at the whole situation because there weren't answers to what we were questioning.
Yeah.
Too. Like, I mean, where did it start? Why did it start? Then there was bargaining, you know?
Yeah, we were like, maybe if I did this, it'll get better.
Yes. I mean, I remember going on Twitter feed and kept bargaining with myself and saying, you know what, if there's less infections this day, then yes, it's getting better. Or if there's, you know, like keep on track and keep tracking down how many, you know, positive cases are there every day, or, you know, and it was like the struggle. And then stage 4 was depression.
Yeah, eventually and I think turned that's what, off the news.
Yeah, that's I eventually what you didn't watch. You reached that depressed state.
Yeah. I couldn't even watch the news. We started to use my husband's News 24 app just to get notified, obviously, of the big things going on. But I couldn't watch the news because it became so, like you said, depressing and tragic to watch, to deal with, to know that this is your reality. You couldn't even say to yourself, right, I know I'm safe in my own home. Because until you've disinfected your whole house, then you wouldn't have that comfort.
Yeah, exactly. And now the last stage of grief was acceptance.
Yeah.
And I think now that we entered level two, like, we've accepted things. I mean, yes, I mean, that means that people have become complacent, which means that, you know what, they've had enough.
Yeah.
In that, I think people have accepted it, accepted that there is a pandemic, and accepted that masks are a daily thing. If you're leaving the house, don't forget your mask. And that has become part of your daily routine.
Yeah.
Nobody leaves without a mask or leaves without sanitizer. And that was accepting it.
Yeah. And I think because of what we went through, we are kind of forced to accept this new way of living. This new way of saying hi to your friends and keeping in touch with your family and communicating. Community is extremely important to me. And I found myself wondering if I would ever be able to see my family and friends. And I didn't get to see all of them.
Yeah.
I actually lost my grandmother.
Yeah, but not through COVID.
Yeah, and it was one of the most heartbreaking things that I've ever had to go through. Because talking to her over the phone was one thing, but not being able to visit her, not being able to have that, you know, time with her is really something that changes your perspective on who you value, how you value them, and all of your relationships.
I think what the biggest thing was that now things had to change. I mean, having a funeral being limited to people is like crazy. I mean, to think of it like that, you have to tell people, no, you can't come pay your respects because, I mean, that's the regulations. I think that's like horrible.
It is. And the people that love and support you can't show love and support.
Support, exactly. And you want to reach out. You want to do more than what you can, and it's just restriction, this like limit to you, is hectic.
It's absolutely hectic. It's insane, actually. And the reality is that no YouTube workout and no Cinnabon recipe could help me deal with that, because life is life and it will always be life. Yeah. And if you don't make a mental shift or value the day or dedicate the time and the person, then pandemic or not, we will all become stagnant.
Yes.
And we'll all reach some sort of standstill in terms of how we see one another, how we develop, how we grow.
Mm.
Life in lockdown has taught me that I didn't have a choice but to survive. I couldn't close my eyes for the scary bits or not watch the movie. Luckily, I had like a few people who did hold my hand through it.
Mm.
And I'm grateful for those people that helped me get through this and walk through it, because... Not only, like you were saying earlier, did it have an impact on our physical restrictions and where we could go and where we couldn't go, but your mental functioning.
I think that's the biggest thing, and like this unwritten rule that we have to live by. I feel like we all need to still remember that we're living through a pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the reality is that we all are doing our best, and that's okay. Some are handling the situation way better than others, but don't compare yourself to anyone. Like, honestly, this situation that we're going through right now, I think, is very unique. It's something we never imagined to go through, and something that nobody could have predicted. And we have been going through this all together, and what we're doing is, there's no right, there's no wrong to what we can do. The most important thing to me, I think, is to look after yourself.
I agree.
Mentally, and be guided into what makes you feel good.
Yeah, and take that time to recognize what makes you feel good, what you struggle with, and then be graceful.
Yeah, and honestly, if it's okay if some days all you want to do is stay in bed and sulk.
Yeah.
And then it's also okay if you haven't had a six-pack yet, you know? Like, I mean, join the club.
Shout out to us.
But don't feel guilty, and don't put yourself under pressure, because, as always, don't necessarily believe what you see on social media.
Yeah.
And that will also tap into why more social media, and we'll talk about that in future episodes. It might look like people are living their best lockdown lives, but that's the only highlight reel. It's that they, you know, they're posting what's good.
Yeah.
Only what's good. But honestly, I think everybody that's listening to this, you're doing just fine.
You are. If I could have taken one thing away from life in lockdown, it definitely would have been that waiting for a moment in time or a specific day to have this huge epiphany won't help. It won't come.
Yeah.
And I know, Three, I mentioned it before, but if getting out of bed and getting dressed was the only thing you did that day, then great. Be kind to yourself. Be graceful. Love yourself. Normalize not having it together. Normalize the struggle. Normalize not being able to deal with it.
I think that's so important. Goes back to like our poll on Instagram, is that it was about learning something new or surviving. And Crystal learned and survived. And I learned and survived. And that was the moral of the thing, is that, you know what? You don't need to always learn something. Yes, you don't need to become a transformed person. And through those polls, we got some really good feedback. And you can go first. I mean,
So Lady M387, so Michelle, said that she's learned so much being an extrovert and she can do well being confined to her house. What kept her sane was her best friend Priscilla, her family, video chats with friends, and her Bible study group, and the fact that she can work from home. She says that she's taken her freedom to move around as she wants, her health, her faith, and her loved ones so much for granted. So that's the same like me. It completely changes the relationships that you value.
Yeah.
She says that lesson life in lockdown has taught her. She's more grateful and appreciative of what she has and who she has in her life and her solid relationship in her faith.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, she's like me. She's learned something and she's learned to survive.
Yes. We also have another reply from Tanea Aryan. So Tanea on Instagram, that she said that she works in the healthcare and she's an occupational therapist, and she said that she learned that the impact that the families have on progress of a patient in rehab. Working in the health field, I have such a decline in patient progress after families weren't allowed to visit.
Oh, wow.
And that is so pivotal, because this is a virus. This is something that you have to recover from, and now not having your family there to support you, you can't. I mean, you have to be in isolation, means that it's going to decline your progress, which is something that we would have never thought about, that mentally you need your family. You need your support structure, and unfortunately this virus is teaching us to deal with things differently.
Much differently. But if you feel like you have something to say and you would like to be featured on our next episode, then please go and answer our polls at WeTalkTo on Instagram, and you would feature
next time. We really love interacting with you guys, and I know this episode was a bit of a low one, but we wanted to get it out there and get it, you know, not all our episodes are going to be about such serious things.
Yeah, we promise. We have good content coming.
Really good content coming, and happy content, and only good things.
Positive vibes.
Exactly. We just had to talk about lockdown and, you know, face the reality and not pretend it's not here. But now that that's out there and it's out of the way. We are excited for the next few episodes, and
we hope that you are excited too.
And
we will see you in the next episode.
Well, guys, we've reached the end of our episode. Thank you so much for listening to the We Talk To podcast.
Be sure to visit our Instagram page at We Talk To, where your two cents counts.